Vice of the Shir this week is being sponsored by Nishmas Reb Yitzchak Ben Achav Shmuel Akayin Wallerstein. Also, the Chvayt Habris Shal Yeled Ben Tzi Elimelech Ben Reb Rafal Yosef Akayin Wallerstein. And also, the Nishmas Reb Moshe Yosef Reb Meir Olshom.
Shus, Maronim, the Rabbanim, Rabbi Sai, Befrat, Mendy, who Baruch Hashem is doing this for so many years and does it with such grace. It seems to me that it's easier to get here from Minneapolis than to get here from East 22nd to M&N. Baruch Hashem is so helpful for that. We should continue to learn for many years together. BSU 9, Bez Hashem. Also, thank you so much for arranging this forum. It's a big job, and we appreciate it very, very much. Okay, we must anheben mit der Gemara. In Mesecht des Wochim, Mamesh tachsach mit der Daff von Heinz, Banacht, Peches am Ralf. Mor sagt das so, Tona Rabbonon, Klei Migdosh shenikvu. If you have Klei Migdosh that were punctured, a hole in the Klei Migdosh, Ein matichen oisoi, ve ein matichen lesoichoi, avo. There were two ways of repairing kalim in those days. Either you could melt the kali, intense heat, so that it would sort of melt into itself and that would self-repair the hole. Or you would take lead and place it over the hole and pour the molten lead into the hole and that would repair it. So state in the Braise, those things could not be done. Nifkemu, if they were damaged, a misaktenos, and they shouldn't be repaired. Sakin shenifkom, if a knife was nicked, a mashrizen, es pekimosa, the nick should not be filed away. Nishmita, if the blade slipped out of its handle, a marzironoisa, it shouldn't be returned. Abishol said, sakin, matrefes hoise b'migdash, there was a knife in the base of migdash that had a tendency to make trefes. The nimnu alel, they sort of voted kehanim ugnazua, and when the goyin is it, they stowed it away not to use it anymore. So zet medach that there's an inyan that the klei shoris of the kelim in the Beis Hamikdash, the knives in the Beis Hamikdash, had of a nice shiny look. They couldn't be repaired. And I want to just point out a Rashi. Rashi zokdo into Santa Zach benegede b'gima zok Rashi. Nifkemu pgima gedoylo. It was a very large pgima. Shetikon ishtachzo nikar. Because Rashi says that by repairing the knife, it would be evident that it had been repaired. Aber pashtus was mezet from the Gemara is that klei migdosh should not be repaired if it's a klei shores that has a hole, a puncture in it. So, steht beferish in the Gemara, it can't be repaired in the conventional way, which would be either to melt it, to allow it to repair itself, or to pour lead into it, and continues the Gemara, benegeya, the Braisa, benegeya, the inyan of lead. Lead also can't be done, and the Gemara Vaita talks about the inyan of dos, the inyan of a knife as well. Now, I want to go through different sugyas and shas because we're touching now upon the yesod of ein ashiris, ein anius b'mokim ashiris. The hainu, that the Beis Hamikdash, as the Ramban explains, and we're getting now into Truma, into the parshiyos that deal with the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash, and I was talking rather to my friend Rabbi Dubin. It's interesting because there's an inyan of being oil regal according to many shitas even today. And the Mokim HaMikdash is the Mokim of Arshuas HaShchina, Mor of a Yashiv Shlita, had gezogt in that shuv, was chab gelaint, there was a girl who was getting married, and the father came and said, she wants to daven for the chasna, she wants to daven in Meron, by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, zokter, get some kaisen. So, Lamaisa was the state that Kivrei Tzadikim, Gatesum Kaisel. Of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Kanonis Poilin, Gatesum Kaisel, it's the Makam of Ashuas HaShchina, and as the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, go to the Kaisel. He finally has a fourth time. But she has more kavana when she goes to Meiron. Every Monday Gedolish, if she's going to the Kaisel, for the Chasna, she wants to go to Meiron. He says with finality that the Makim for Tefillah is the Kaisel Maravi, because the Shechina never zazam, it never left, and the Pshan is that's in the Kedusha. So it's interesting that there are all kinds of dinim concerning Aliyah L'Regel, and all kinds of rayas that the Achrayim have and Mishayim have. It's Mamash Beferish Iran, Benegea, the Sugya in Mesechta Tainis, Mash, the Gvuras Geshomim is on Shmini Atzeres. But when it comes to the Tefillah of the St. Talamot Levracha, so it's a Machlekes if you wait to the third day of Cheshvin, or you wait to the seventh day of Cheshvin. Why? Because those that live in the outskirts of Eretz Yisrael, some Mela, they're going to have muddy roads when they return home. Wait until Ma'cheshvin, those who live by the Nahar Pras are able to return to their villages by the Euphrates River. So, Frek Daran, Vosetz Tamaduns. Today we should be davening immediately after Shmini Atzeres, Isruchad, St. Talmud Levracha, because there's no issue anymore of people traveling. Zokte from the Rambam and the Rif is Mashma, that Adayim Azeh, we still daven from Zayin, Ma'cheshvin, and Eretz Yisrael. Zokte Ran Achidish, and he says over that even in his day, people were oil regal. There was a minig, some said a chiyuv, there's a ma'aseh with Rav Chaim Goyin, that he went around Harazesim on Hashana Rabbah with people and Kehanim. Pasha Garet, this aliyah l'regel is not a Pasha Nazach. Shail is only if there's a chiyuv mechutz l'arts to be oil regal. So does the Chtaisvis in Psach and Vavgimel Mebeis, Ma'aliyah Mekasafalach, heard by Mesera, what was he doing in Etzivan, why wasn't the oil regal? So he had no karka. Or he was in Chutz Loretz. Some want to say that Gufa, because he was in Chutz Loretz, he had no karka in Eretz Yisrael. As I learned on the pshat, that really it's really one pshat. It's not two pshatim. That really there's a chiv to be eilu regel. If you have no karka, you know, they're selling for shmita. I think they're selling karka in Eretz Yisrael. You become a mitzvah, but we can't fakayf an eichet karka in Eretz Yisrael. You become a eilu regel. But with all of this, this concept of ein anias b'mokem ashiris, according to the Ramban, the way he learns pshat in these parashiyos, is all pomp and circumstance. People should walk away impressed with the Beis HaMikdash. It's majestic. That's the big dekhuna, according to the Ramban. L'chavad l'sifares, it's like a palace. Simply speaking, the Beis HaMikdash is like a palace. So, but we're going to see from different Gemaras, mamash a chilek in the approach of the Gemara in Ein Anias B'Mokim HaShiris. The Hainu, I'm just telegraphing the Gemaras that we're going to see, that in some places it's across the board. Kuli amalei pligi. There's no machlekes. Ein ashir ein yes b'makim ashiris. You can't turn the Beis Hamikdash into chveis carpet begging. You can't turn it into a bazaar. You don't make small change in the Beis Hamikdash. There's no remnant, carpet remnant sales. But other places it's pung fakelt. And there's mamash machlekes. Let's go through some of the Gemaras. In Yuma daf mem gimel omid beis, B'chol yoyim havachayse b'shel kesef u'ma'ore b'shel zov. Basically, we're talking now about taking the gecholim from the mezbech hachitzoin and bringing it into mezbech hazov in the oil itself, in the kodesh, for the k'tiris, in the morning and at night. So they had to shovel up coals from the mezbech hachitzoin and bring it to the mezbech hapnimi. So state, choyse b'shel kesef, that when you are going to shovel up the coals, and you're going to actually take the coals from the zver hachitzayin, that's done with a shovel that's made of silver. U'ma'ora b'seich shel zov. And then you would pour it into another shovel that would transport the coals to the mizbeach hapnimi, to the mizbeach hazov, for the k'tiris. And Dolt Nebislavaita and Daf Memdal, the Gemara says, my timer, HaTorah Chosa Amamayin She Yisrael. The Torah is concerned with Yiddish Geld. We don't want you stam to waste Yiddish Geld. Memele Chosa Shel Zav, excuse me, Shel Kesef, thank you very much, Ramotre, because Trias Kecholim Sechekes Es Akele Yom Achsalte, as a state, as a Zakrashi, that the Pshat is that if you're going to use the actual shovel of gold to shovel up the coals on the mizbech, there's an intense heat. It's going to scrape, it's going to ruin, it's going to be mafchis, it's going to be machasa, It's going to strip the gold. And Teil Chasam Amen Nishol Yisrael. As I state. L'chorit Shver. Hein Ani is B'mokim Hashiris. But if you're telling me now that you can't go El Cheapo in the base of Migdosh, and everything in the base of Migdosh has to be Kanakadik, and it has to be majestic, so all of a sudden now we're cheshbening about Teir Chasam Amenim Shal Yisrael. So how is it Shaykh that the Teir is Chasam Amenim Shal Yisrael when we have this Yisrael of Ein Ani Yisrael Mashiris? It's incongruous. It's incongruous that everything is so majestic and so incredible and pumped when it comes to stirring up the coals of the Mizbeach HaChitzayim to transport them to Mizbeach HaPnim, Yishal Zav. All of a sudden now we're worried about a dollar and we got to make sure that we don't ruin the Keli. Adas is the Avaida. And you use clay sharis, you're using kalim, they're made of gold. Ein Ani Yisrael Mashiris. Daf Lamites state. Let me just explain this. You had the Sar LaZozel, and you had the Sar LaShem. So these were lotteries that they would take. And those cards of the lottery were made of gold, we'll see soon. And it had the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on it, LaShem. But there was a klafi, there was like a box that the cards were put into. They couldn't be too large because they didn't want the kohen to stick his hand all the way in and start feeling around. But when he decided which sar is mishtalech, which sar was lazazam, which sar was lashem, so he would draw lots from cards that were made of gold, but the box themselves was made out of wood. Shteit le'avdinan klafi mikesef v'zov mishum sha'atayr chosam amen l'shi Yisrael. So they also see the same klal. Why should that be the case? Any procedure that's involved in the base of Migdash should be majestic. So all of a sudden now we're Chasam Amenim Shei Yisrael, so the cards that are put into this box, the box is not made of silver or gold because of Torah, Chasam Amenim Shei Yisrael. What about Ein Ani Mokem Hashiris? So does up the Ritva. The Ritva is the Kasha. Listen to the Lashon of the Ritva. HaTorah Chasam Amenim Shei Yisrael. Vos Meintas. Pirush. Kevon delav midi da avoidehi kulihai. It's not really an incredible part of the avoida, drawing the lots and taking them out of this particular box. Ve'ena elo pamachas. It's only done once. Ve'ena klaf yatzmei deraisa. The container that the cards are in, the lots are in, is not mideraisa. Ve'lafuki gerolais atzmon sh'osem ben gamlo she'im esaponaisun l'shvach. So why then tak effect the ritva of the gerolas themselves made out of gold and Ben Gamblin was given shvach for it. L'chor, what should be the difference between the cards, the gerolas, and the box? The shani geirel atzma is Hashem kosov be'echod mehen. Balosem deiraisa. Those cards have one card that has Lashem. Not just inscribed on it, but boiled on it. And that's why I mentioned earlier you had to make sure that the kohen didn't have enough room to start feeling for the cards. Just enough room to get his hands in to be able to take the card out. But the Chorit says the name of Hashem. Ulafuki nami yodis hakelim da'avdi bu ikar sheirus todir doesn't have to be of gold. So the Ritva is machadish as achidish. That enoch nami ein anis mokem hashirus will be mechayiv you that everything that is connected to the Beis HaMikdash should be gold. But the same way certain handles that weren't really necessary and there were such uses of them you'd have not made of gold. Terach chosam amenim shel Yisrael. It wasn't stam an Irishkeit. I raised var from gelt. But the pshat is if it's a chelik of the kli sharis, if it's midei raisa, if it's the cards themselves, the gerolai says the ritva that has the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one of them. So memela there it's going to be of gold, and Ben Gamla was praised for it. But the box themselves used only one time. There's no chiv midei raisa for the box. It's just something that's done that doesn't have to be gold. So now we're qualifying a little bit. Of Anias Mokim Hashiris. But we already hear enough Gemina between a Keli in the Beis HaMikdash that is punctured and the boxes. Because the boxes are not really a Chelik of the Avodah and not Midoraisa. So, again, as the Hakdomit, what we're going to talk about of Ein Anias Mokim Hashiris. Davim Fashtein, why in many places in Shas, we see that when this Yisod is applied, Sablaipzach HaMachlekes. There's machlokes amaroyim as to what the din is going to be. And other places, everyone agrees with the yesod of Enanias, Magam Ashiris. And sometimes the taina of those that hold you can't do it is because of Enanias, Magam Ashiris. So what happened to that klal? Is it across the board? Or is it deciding sort of arbitrarily? Mahalt from them, mahalt nish from them. Listen. The Gemara in Tamid, Taisus in Tamid. I'm sorry, the Gemara in Tamid, Daf Lamed Aleph. Chazal talk about the Shulchanos, and one of the Shulchanos that was in the Beis HaMitbachayim, that was in the butchering house in the Beis HaMikdash, was made of Shayish. Shulchanos Sheimadich and Akarvayim Hayish Shal Shayish. It was made of marble, that where they worked on the innards of the animal, so it was made of Shayish. Fact, the Gemara Vo'ein Anis Mokem Ashiris. So Gemara has a whole need over there as to why it was made of marble. Obviously marble then was cheaper than gold and silver in those days. So we're talking not about Italian marble, maybe we are, but the gold and silver had greater value. So the question is, why wasn't it done from gold or silver? We have a klal across the board in Shas, B'negei Beis HaMikdash, and Enanias B'mokem Ashiris. Shtei Dalton. That everyone holds in that klal. Everyone agrees with that klal. There's no machlokes. Everyone agrees. And the reason that's given over there is a different reason, because of the fact that it's going to be destroyed. I'm sorry? It's very hot. Whatever the story is, and the issue is, it's going to somehow or other destroy it, but chutz from them, ain't a chanami, ain't a niyas makam ashiris. So the chayra, that's one case where we have that Kuli Alma agrees, there's no machlokes, that you apply the rule of ain't a niyas makam ashiris. But in Ksuvis, on Daf Kuvav, we find the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Shteit Negemara, Meiser Shiori HaLishka, Maya Eisenbehen. What did they do with the remnants, the extra from the Lishka? What did they do with it? Loikchem Behem Yenois Shmonim V'Saltois. Rabbi Yishmael said that what you do is, you purchase with it Saltois, which is finely refined flour, wine, oil, vaschar lahedish. The Rabbi Shmuel says you have left over from the Lishka, so you spend it, you sell it, you invest it, you buy, you sell, you make sure that you're going to have a profit, even if it's a minuscule profit. Rabbi Kiva Imer, emistak and bishal hegdish. What is this, carpet remnants over here? You're going to make a profit from hegdish? Zokta Gemara, what's the reason for Rabbi Kiva emistak and Bishal Hegdish, that you can't make a dollar from Hegdish. Ain't anias, b'mokim ashiris. The klal is that we're not going to cheapen Hegdish. We're not going to cheapen the Beis HaMikdash to sell off remnants. We don't sell carpet remnants. So you have leftover from the Lishka, so you get us. There's a couple of dollars left over. Agav Orger is a big yisoid from the Mitziv about all these things. And it's in Mivalojin, it's a maisa, but not for a maisa. Once one of the Mishalachim, Shluch HaDemakim was going out for Volozhin. And he came to a certain Gvir, and he asked him for a donation, a sizable donation for Volozhin. So the Gvir said, I'm giving the donation with a Tanai, Kafa Mechupo. The money has to be used for the Kodel Avreichim, for Svarim in the Beis Medrash. I don't want it used for lunch, I don't want it used for supper, I don't want it used for beds, I don't want it used for tables, I don't want it used for toilet paper. I want it to be used dafke, for Choshev Ezachim. So he didn't know what to do. He couldn't take the man's money without asking Rosh Hashiva. He came back to the Netziv, and the Netziv says, absolutely not. What it's going to be used for is up to him. If it's the Divas Halev, if it's something that comes from the hearts, Asher Yidvenu Liboy, his Kavon will be L'Shem Shemayim, so he'll get whatever he needs. But that's what the Netziv said was the whole Yisrael of Betzalel. Betzalel was able to touch up, not just which was the perfect purple wood, but what the kavanah was of the person who gave it and what he's going to use it for. This person is going to have for the Oren and for the Menorah, this one for the Adonim, for Krashim, for something else. It all depends on the kavanah. So the Zal Bazach, if we say, according to Rabbi Kiva, that whatever's given to the Beis HaMikdash belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, you don't make a schar for it, that's it. Einanias, Mokem Ashiris, we're not going to quibble over a couple of dollars. So, Vais the Chois, Klor from the Gemara, is Machlokes. between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael if we apply the din of Ein Anis Mokim Ashiris. You find the Zelba Zachim Menachas on Daf Peites. State in the Gemara Torah Rabbanon. Now there's a Shaila Rabbi say about the menorah and how much oil was supposed to be put in the menorah. And they needed oil to last. Me'eravat Baker. Agavurcha Istamara Ora. What happens in the summer? What happens in the winter? The shurim are different. The Mishire, that it's a chatzi look. The question was where the starting point was. Maybe emitzigam agib napshat though. If the menorah standard was a chatzi look, was that like only one day of the year? When I'm sorry? The longest night. It means, okay, good. It's the longest night. It means the longest night this year. Because, but okay, I understand the Gemara says that, but I'm saying now, but if it's chasam amenem shal Yisrael, then they should have made an adjustment. That means when they're putting in the larger amount on the shorter days, you have a problem about this, and there's a whole machlekes in which direction you go, so then there's going to be a lot of leftover oil when you're dealing with a longer day and a shorter night. That's my cash. Okay, fine. Anyway.
Don't they, I think some of the farshim say they adjust based on the thickness of the psilos.
Okay, that could be a terrence. That's a good terrence. But that was what bothered me, because we're finding out an exact moss, and we'll see it's totally in the machlekes, and l'chayr, the exact moss would be totally in the daylight hours, or how long the night is. Fine. So we find the machlekes taka in Menachos, and Daf Peites. Tana Rabbanan, me'erev ad-boike tenlo midasa, she'teidelekes v'ilekes me'erev ad-boike. State that every night in the menorah, you have to have the menorah lit, me'erev ad-boike. Tenlo midasa, the correct amount, has to be put in. V'shiurei chachomim chatzilug, me'ul devat safra. And the chachomim calculated that the shear that's necessary for the oil to burn in the menorah, me'erev ad boike, k'dei midasa, is a half a lug, right? 3 lugin is 36 ounces, so you can figure out that it's not very much at all. Okay. Now, ikadi amri milamala mata shiuri, that they started by putting in a lug, they started with a larger amount, and they saw that it was too much, they kept on lessening it, the second night less and less, until they saw that the total amount that was necessary was a chatzi lug. That they started from the minimal amount, a lot less than was absolutely necessary. They put less than a chatzi lug, and we saw that it wasn't enough. They kept on adding until they got to the chatzi lug. According to the mandiyama mimata lamala shiaroi, he holds that teru chosam menem she Yisrael. And according to mandiyama who says milamala lamata, and they went from top to bottom, he holds in any is mokim ashiris. Zot Rashi, that's a machlekes. So, Nachama, what's the story? Is there a standard application of in any is mokim ashiris or not? Is it a basic machlekes in Shas or not? Here we have kama cases where we're saying that everybody holds in any is mokim ashiris and there's no contradiction, there's no machlekes. And now we have the case with the menorah. The Gemara Menachos, that we find the Machlekes as to how they started off to be Mishar, that it's a half a lug. Either Lamal Lamata, because Ein Anis Mokim Ashiris, or Lamata Lamala, because of Teruch Chosid, or Menem Shei Yisrael. These are diametrically opposed views. Isn't it Klal and Klal, Ein Anis Mokim Ashiris? Finally, the Gemara in Shabbos, Nef Kuvbez and Medbez. Shteit Habayin Ekolshu Chayiv. In fact, the Gemara Kolshu Lamai Chazia. What could you do with Kolshu? Abai Omar Shekin Oni Oise Pitpute Kira Kitana Lishbois Alea Kedera Kitana. And Oni, he makes a little tripod, little pegs. It's little tiny Zachin. And he makes a little fire with a little pot to cook it up an egg. The Kavase Gabe Mishkon, when the Mavashal Lissimonim Litzvoya Yurios. So in Mimela they made the same thing, and it's learned and derived from the Mishkan. When the Mishkan, they would have these little tiny pots over there to fix up a urea to make sure it's properly dyed with the proper dyes, which is that Malach of Tzeve that we have on Shabbos. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, Ein Anis B'mokim Ashiris. What are you doing over here? It's the Beis Hamikdash. And there's no such thing as anias mokim ashiris. Zok Rashi, loy osa dover b'tzimtzum, el hakol mitchilosam daim v'hoiser. Everything is gargantuan amounts. There's no such thing as being penny ante when it comes to the base of the Mikdash. We're not dealing with a bazaar and carpet remnants. This is the base of the Mikdash. It's majestic. And he's smoking mashiras. Zemin vayta machlek. It's going to get any smoking mashiras. And then we go back to Gemara and Zvachim. Gemara and Zvachim zok beferish that a klei kodesh nikvu and mechatrin. Efshe came in clearing the following chakira, and really you'll see that it's two dinim, and I think that as we go through all these sugyas and get to a Rambam and arrive at it and some others, see it's mamish works out siyata d'shmaya gevaldik as to what the din of ein ani smokim hashiras is. Is it a din of the cheftza that the keli has to look like it's brand new? The keli has to project ashirus. It shouldn't look like the keli of aniyim. And like I pointed out Rashi before, though the tiki of a keli may become a kli chadash, but it looks like a fixed keli. And it's nicker in the keli, like Rashi said. Everyone can see when they repair the pagam, it's the pagam gdoilah. Everyone can see it's repaired. I remember when I was a bacha in Kol Torah, so I needed my shoes repaired. So, Chabish Gavus, that there's a place in Yerushalayim, as a downtown Malchi Yisrael, to go. So I saw the Shein HaFayna Yid, and he had like a little booth over there. You know, you couldn't even fit into the booth. So I gave him the pair of shoes. When I got back, he had sewed patches onto the shoes. I mean, Nebuch, it looked like as a poor pair of shoes. That's mamish how it looks when it's repaired in such a fashion. So Mamela, Rashi says, you have a pgam, it's going to be nicker in the keli itself. So that's a din in the cheftza. The cheftza being the object itself has to look shiny, spanking, brand new, because ashirim don't use repaired keli. Or maybe it's a din in the gavra. We'll call it nihug. How is the person acting? What's his custom? What's his hanhoge in the Beis HaMikdash? You can't be noyig like an oni. You can't act like an oni in the Beis HaMikdash. Because the oni, Nebuch, is involved in tikkunim. He's the one that's always patching and fixing. The derech ha'asher is to buy brand new things. The nafkimina would be in an oifin where the tikkun makes it appear as if it's a brand new keli. From the tikkun itself, it wouldn't be evident that it has been repaired or fixed. It looks like a brand new keli. So in the cheftzis, it felt garnished. But the ma'isa ain derech ha'ashirim l'sasek bam. The ashirim don't bother themselves with fixing everything, even if it's going to be refurbished to look like brand new. And the emes, what we're going to suggest is that both these approaches are prevalent. But then the cheftzis, it shouldn't be nicker that you've fixed it. That's asugi and zvachim, peches. Because a kli that has a nekev in it, it's perforated, it's got a hole, it's punctured, a misakna noisoi, you're not going to fix that. Additionally, there's a din in niug that a person should act like an usher, and that's the sugi and ksubis kuvav. They misakna behedish, because the usher doesn't get involved in minuscule, tiny amounts of profit. There's no concern in the cheftza. What's the problem? But they handle dishkin usher. So the basic distinction can be illustrated by these two gemaras. Zvachim, it's a concern in the cheftza. Zvachim, like Rashi says, in this pgam, it's going to be nickel. Zok Rashi, pegima gdoilo. It's going to be nicker. Does that did in the cheftza? Okay, 1 second to fix the nick. Okay, we'll see about that. But let's go slow now. We're talking now not about the pgim and the chalif. We're talking more about the perforation in the keli and the two ways of fixing them. Right. And the case in ksubis, is where he wouldn't use the shiore left over from the lishka for penny ante dollars, because that's not the derech of Ashirim, that's a din in the Gavra, that wouldn't be nikar for the Chafetz alone, that it's feltzach in anias b'mokim Ashiris. And l'mayis to the Rambam observe medugdik in this. Listen to the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is mamish gevaldik, because he says two different zachim. The Rambam is in Hilchas Klei Migdash, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yudalit, and Tezvot. The first halacha. Klei Hegdish, Shenikvu, Aishenistiku, Ein Soismin Oison, Elamatichan Oison, Oison Oison Chadosh. Sakin, Shenishmat, and Halacha Tezvot, Menanetzev, Oishenifkev, Ein Machzirin Oisoi, Ein Machzirin Oisoi, you don't sharpen it. Ella noigzin aisai b'tzadeichol b'na kodesh v'ulam l'dorim. Why v'oisin acherim? Why she'ein anias b'mokim ashiris? That's the nusach of the Rambam. So he mentions ein anias b'mokim ashiris in the second halacha, but not in the first halacha. Chayra, why does the Rambam divide it into two cases and into two dinim? Because even in a case where there is a nekev in it, the din is ein anias b'mokim ashiris. And a lot of the nice kelim ask, but according to what we're saying, we have a shtickel pshat. Why? Because l'maisa, these two cases are two separate dinim. Halacha yudalit is a din in ein anias b'mokim ashiris in the din in the cheftza. Because the object looks like it's repaired. The object is problematic. The Nashiris Mokim Ashiris is in the Chepta and he's Mokim Ashiris. But in Tezvov, it's a din in Nihug. That's why you don't sharpen the knife. Why? Because we're not involved in Tikkunim. Now, even though the Tikkun is not Nikkur in the Chepta itself, because, and you'd have to say the Rambam doesn't learn like Rashi, right? Rashi learned, very good, Rashi learned that the Pegima is noticeable. You have to say the Rambam doesn't hold that way. And that's not the Chassam. Hear what I'm saying? According to Rashi, it's a problem. Because according to Rashi, he says the Pegima is so notable, it's Nishtraza, you can see it's Nicker. But you have to say that when it comes to the knife, the Rambam doesn't hold it's Nicker. You can sharpen it, you can fix it, no one's going to know that it's Nicker, that there's a Pegam over there. Constantly shtoying a chalav. Nervos. Nervos. But the Pshat is, as a handled minish, it's in Anir's Magam Ashiris in the Gavro. We're not involved in Tikkunim, it's the Gavra, Dan Hoga. And like I said earlier, it falls in with the Ramban. Everyone has to walk away from the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim and Klal Yisrael with a feeling of majesty. Nishkin arm kites.
But you're not answering the question why he says that one halacha and not the other.
I'm explaining one. Right? Right, right.
So, like he's, and, so you're saying,
but why is he dividing into two different halachas? Why does he divide into halachas? So it's kaitel maybe on both. It's kaitel maybe on both. But I'm just saying he divides into two different cases. The Kli Hegdish, the Nikfu, and the Sakit. Right? So what's the problem? Because it's two different dinim, I'm saying. The Kli Hegdish, the Nikfu is because it's going to look like it was repaired. You need something brand new.
He doesn't give a time on that. No.
Okay, he doesn't give a time, but I'm saying that this is the same time of Enes Mokim Ashiris. He doesn't mean Mechadish, that says that in the Gemara. But he's being mechanish that Ananias Mokim Ashiris is even by Anhoga. Because the Chorba Nesak and Shanishmat, a Mashchiz, and I said, why can't you sharpen it? Who's going to know? No one's going to see. You're going to know. Anhoga is going to be that way. So I'm saying the Yesod of Ananias Mokim Ashiris was saying now it's not just on the Chefta, but it's also on the Gavr, like we said in Ksubis that the Handel Rai is not with penny ante stuff. Now, L'chayra, there'll be enough gemina l'alocha between these two cases. Because we're going to say that if it's a din in the Gavra, if it's a din in the Nihug, in the Anhog in the Beis HaMikdash, that's only l'chatchil. But b'dieved, if you're mistak in it, you can be mishtamish with the keli. But if it's a din in the Chepza, even by the Yevid, you can't be mishtamish in it. And Be'emes, if you look at the Rambam, and the one little Jewish over here says, not going to be time to look at the Rambam inside. If you look at the Rambam in his Akdoma to Yad, you find this Nafkamina over here. So we're saying now that the Nafkamina would be, if it's one klal of Ein Nis Mokim Ashiris, the Shaila is only, is the application al Tzchefza? Is it al Tzgavra? Is it al Tzniyug? Is it al the fact that it appears to be repaired? and the nafkamina would be b'diavad l'chatchila. Ovar, you misaken it, it's fine, because it still appears to be good. L'chatchila, you shouldn't do that. But it's fine because, and like Rabbi Dubin scrunched his face a little bit before, the Einanis Mokim Hashiris on the Gavra isn't as paramount as the Einanis Mokim Hashiris on the Chefetz itself. It's Niyug, it's Hanhoga, Mahandeltzach. Right? Because at the end of the day, Gemara Yoma who says you can be mistaken from Hegdish, how do you hold you can be mistaken from Hegdish? It's not going to be Nicker. No one's going to know where it came from. No one's going to know where you got the money from. No one's going to know what Penti Ante. But the Tzveita Halt, nay, Afilu Dem is a problem of Einanis Mokim Hashiris. Now, Mamela, we could fan for all the theories, I think, in the different sugyas. If it's a din in the Chevtza, there's no machlekes at all. Where we find the machlekes in Einanis Mokim Hashiris is when it comes to Nihug. Mamela Masechta Tomit. The question was, why don't you make a table from silver and from gold? Why are you making from Shayish Einanis Mokim Hashiris? Kuliyama, because that's the din in the Chevtza. Because the Shulchan of Shayish, a table of marble, isn't so chashuv. The Shulchan of Ashirim, its Chevtza, is gold and it's silver. I mean, everyone's in a agree, and it's Mokim Hashiris. The only reason why we don't is for a Zaytika reason. Because of the heat, Lachma Ponim, the issues of the heat, going to destroy. But other than that, Taka Einanis Mokim Hashiris, according to everyone, will be problematic because you're looking at the Chevtza. Zalbazachin Zvachim, Agamar and Peches, Klisha Nikiv. It's a chasur in the Chevtza. It looks like it's an old Kaili. Everyone holds Enashir's Mokamanius. And that's what Rashi says. The Begimah is such that it appears to be repaired. And the way they repaired the Kalim in those days were appeared to be repaired. Whether they poured lead into it, whether they melted it, there was a seam, it was repaired, it was a hole. It doesn't look like a Kaili of an Asher. But in Ksubis, Kuvav, you have a whole Machlokes and Enashir's Mokamashiris. It's talking about Mestakrim Bishal Hekdish. That's a din of Niyuk. That's a different kind of din of Hashiris, Derech Hashiris. Zalbazach and Shabbos. Machloikis Benegeh the Mishkan. If there was Tzimtzum in the Mishkan, that's also a din of Niyuk. I mean, the question is, do you use a little pot? Do you dye a little bit of a Riria? What's happening over there? That's a Shailen Niyuk. Zalbazach Manochas Peites. The question was, Benegeh the oil, do you put in more oil? Do you put in less oil? That's a din in Niyuk. Says a machlokes. Amen. Yom bezogt. Torah chasa banim shal Yisrael. You put in a little and you build it up. Other one says, Einanis Mokim Hashiris. You got to put in a full lug and work yourself down to a chatzi lug. Why? Because Einanis Mokim Hashiris. But that's an anhoge. That's not the chevtza of the mitzvah itself. And there's also such a shalab and again, the big de kahuna, a little bit less later in Agamara, where they became dirty. It's machlokes if you can clean them or not. And Vaita, it says that when it comes to a little bit of cleaning, after kibbutz, it's not nikkur at all, so it wouldn't be a chesaron in the chevtza. That's only an anhagas, that's what it's a machlekes. The only thing I don't have a klar teretz for is the klafi, the boxes. Because why should there be a machlekes over there if we say any smoke of mashiris in the chevtza? But they have the teretz of the ritva. It's not a chelek of the avoda, it's not midei raisa, it's used one time. The reason taka why you put the name. The reason why you make the lotteries out of gold is because of the name of Hashem. Now, okay, but it was for the Midbachayim. But Vayis Techayis, it was prominent enough in the Beis Hamikdash. He's saying, Al Techefts itself shouldn't be a problem. I hear. Yeah. What do you want to say? Anyone? Okay. Let me just try to wrap this up because I want to get to something. This little just for a few minutes. But I just want to furious with a Gevald again. I hold the dig. Anyway, Vas is Mitamet Chavtes. State Hishku. You know, they'd have to water the carbon because when they separate the hide, it had to be loose, and so they'd water the animal to be able to separate the hide, right? So Rava says, it's a gozma! They didn't use clay zov to water the animal. You don't need clay zov. Shmuel zokt, it's not a gozma. You need clay zov. Because ain anias b'mokim hashiris, but l'chayra that's a din in the chevtza, because the chevtza of hashirim is made of zov, and l'chayra in that case, everyone should not argue.
Well, that's true not for the avodah.
Okay, I'm asking. That's the ritva. Let's get away from the ritva. That was the ritva's teretz. But we're saying now that if it's a din in the chevtza, even if it's not a chelik of the avodah, you would still say anias b'mokim hashiris. So the point is that why would you be mashke? Why would you not be mashke? Why is it a guzma l'chara in yismoke mashiras? That's in the chefza. Now, the Ravid, in his Pirush to Talmud, writes like this. And according to Shmuel, you don't need klizov. Listen
why,
to this.
Why is it a din in the chavitza?
Because of the keli. Because of the keli that you use it. Now, Elohu adin demashkin es atomid b'chli chesef. Degamzeu derech hashira. He's not saying that the guzma is the gold and you don't need it at all. Avadi you need gold. But instead of gold, you could have silver. Zokderayavid, ubolamayit rak kliyates. How do you like that? The Ravid is saying this machlekes isn't to the extent that we thought it was, that stama narishkeit to go ahead to be mashkeh a behema for the tumid with klizov. Avadi you need something honorable. You need a vashirim. But it doesn't only have to be gold, it could even be silver. La fuke kliyates. As I learned, the Ravid. But the Rambam learned Andish. The Pirush HaMishnah is the Rambam. Says you dafka need gold, and as says Dr. Rambam in Perak Aleph Hiches Tamidim Halachates Yemashkin the Tomid Beklizov. So we come out that even according to Rava, it's a klal of inanis mokem hashiris. So what's the machlekes of Rava and Shmuel? The shaila is: do you dafka need gold, or you can even work it out with kesef?
Digging out the gold.
So one second. That's going to strip it. One second. So it comes out.
But if I said over there that silver you wouldn't be yoitz to the day on these fucking machines.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's go one step at a time. So the chayyur would come out that mitzad the chepza, you could be mekayim the din of enis mokem hashiras with kesef also. Kesef is also a chepza of an osher, like the Ravid said lafuke eitz. This that you need zov, we could say, is a din in nihu. Meaning, there's a din of hanhoge. The chefza could be satisfied with kesef, but the hanhoge of Ashirim is with gold. That's why there's a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, and that's what the machlekes is. Now, before you all jump, how could you have enough gemina between what a gvir possesses and what a gvir does? What's a chefza of a gvir, which is gold, and what the hanhoge is? This is a little bit vital. When it comes to hanhoga, when it comes to Ananias Mokem Hashira, as far as the way a person acts, then we could apply the yisayid of Hatayra Chosam Amenim Shal Yisrael. This is why Chosam Shal Kesef, because the Torah is Chosam Amenim Shal Yisrael, and we don't say Ananias Mokem Hashira with hanhoga to force me to have Zov. Because within chefza, nothing's lacking if it's of kesef. Even kesef is a chefza of an usher. But medine niug, the derech of an usher is to use zov. So memeil in a case where, like for example, the gacheles, you're going to go ahead and you're going to be mafchis, you're going to be machsir, the chefza, in anis b'mokem hashiris, then we say, or we don't say, depending on the case, Atar Chosam Menem Shei Yisrael. Okay? So Memela, in Aneas Mokem Hashiris, is not a steer over here. I want to try to fine-tune this for a second. First state. In Aneas Mokem Hashiris, where do you put the emphasis? Is it that you shouldn't act like an Ani, or that you have to act like an Osher? In Aneas Mokem Hashiris, is the Yisoid is in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to be an Osher? Or Sepasnet Zayin Anoni in the Beis HaMikdash? That's the Shaila. And different things will shake out differently. If it's the Yisoid, you're in a Mokim of a palace. Ketzlish Zayin Kinoni in the palace. You could have Kesef. Dosnish Kin Aneas. Eitz is Aneas. Repair job is Aneas. But if you get a hold that Ein Aneas Mokim Ashiris, then the accent on the syllable is not on the Aneas, it's on the Ashiris. If I'm gold, I have to have even more chashiv v'zachim. And if you go through the sugyas, and especially it's machlekes with Rava and the Pirush HaMishnayos, you could see, the Ravid, you see a whole different uptight, what Aneas Mokem Hashiris is. But a Asher al Kain, Sikkim HaDvorim, there's a Gavaldiga Limur over here. What's your life all about? Wilson Stein can only Gavaldig. Oh, but the Asher is that's Miyuchat for the Beis HaMikdash. You don't want to be an Ani, we don't want you to be an Ani. Ani Ma'apa Pacharora, we don't want you to be an Ani. Chas V'Sholom to be an Ani. Aber das verstehen in an Ismag of Ashiris meint, I've been in Zayn Kenoni. Ashiris, that's the clay zone for the Beis HaMikdash. That's Pshat Sameach Pechalka. You know, there's a Pasuk, the Shulchan Aruch ends with, there's a Pasuk in Mishlei, Tezvov, Tezvov. Toiv Leib Mishte Tomer, that's right. Toiv Leib Mishte Tomer. An Oni is never happy with whatever he has. So you can have the same thing. The question is, if you're an Oni or you're an Asher. Toiv Leib Mishte Tomer, it's one party. Ein Suda, Tosa Zayin Levin. And that's the limit, I think, over here. There's Nihug, there's Cheftza, there's Zov, there's Kesef, Lafuke, Eitz. But Be'ika, it shouldn't appear to be repaired in the Beis HaMikdash, and then Hagah shouldn't be that way. Okay, we can discuss this Blinetta in a few minutes. But Megibetan, I really had another shtickle based on Ramosha Sternbach, Shlita, Psaganzazach, what a Taisus on Pevav, but. We've got another Mahzah, right? Bez Hashem Zat Hashem. So I'm sure with the Beis HaMikdash, Mendy's going to be doing this, and hopefully they'll keep the same Magidin Shur. Not going to upgrade to the Acharonim and the Rishonim. Every door has to have their own Magidin Shur. So that looks fixed it up. Kivei, come next week, and 2 weeks it's leaf. Oh, that's going to be good. Agaponim, I want to just talk about an Akuda that I hold as Mamash of Vichtagi aside, and it's very hard to learn it unless you learn it right. Oisin sheshama al arsina v'signa v'olam v'gonav. Machlekes Shimon of Yechel ben Zakkai as to why the ear is drilled. Hafti es adoini es ishti es bone v'etze chavshi. He doesn't want to leave. So one man the Yomba says, Oisin sheshama al arsina havodayin. You're my servants. You're directly connected to me. Holach v'kona odin la'atzmai. After 6 years, he wants to stay a slave. He wants an intermediary. He wants a medium. He doesn't want to come on directly to the Rebbein Shem. I love his lifestyle. His ear has to be drilled. But if you hold it, so every ganav should have his ear drilled. Why dafke him? He didn't steal again. He paid his debt to society. 6 years he was an eved, and now he can go free, and he wants to stay in this lifestyle. If it's leisignoiv, every ganav should have his ear drilled. And if it's because after 6 years he elects to remain with this lifestyle, so why bechlal is the man having his ear drilled on leisignoiv? It should be on necheshem aleikecha. Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, Sharishin talks about leimotzonu ichara tshuva zulosi bamei'aretz. Sheyishenim sheichim. The ignorant, not the less than God fearing, not the Rishoyim, Pashit, ignorant people, they don't do tshuva, they're sleeping. That's Ichor HaTshuva. When a Dibra Moshel, Gebrach von Keheles, from Keheles Rabbah, Moshel Lakatshel Listen, a group of highwaymen that were terrorizing the countryside, they were killing people. Mayhem. And the Melech got hold of them and threw them into the dungeon. Chasu machteres, they dug a tunnel. Parts of the Aveiro they broke through. And one fellow stays put, he doesn't escape. The next day, Boaz Sal Beis Haseya, the chief warden, comes. The Akeo B'Mateo, he starts hitting him with a staff. Hari machteres chatur l'vanecha, ichli mi'arki ma'olden avshecha. There was an escape tunnel. Why don't you run for the hills? Why don't you run for your life? The ganze medrash is svertz v'ashtein. What's going on over here? Mr. Chatzatzke, he stays put. He's not going anywhere. Expend your energy in capturing the fugitives. They're going to have 10 more life sentences sent to them. So you tell them, there's a machteris, why don't you run for your life? What's the pshat in the medrash? What's the pshat in the medrash? This person is the biggest scoundrel. He's the biggest chutzif. Because he turned the einish into a reward. The king put him in jail. He's going to be hung on the morrow. But he says, I'm staying put. I'm not escaping. I'm not going anywhere. I like the 3 square meals, the hour of yard time. I got time with the schlitz box. I'm not going anywhere. He doesn't escape. He turned the punishment into a reward. Zok, the Sar Beis HaSoyar, who knows how these things work. Hari Machteres Chatur Lefanecha, Eich Limartim Malat HaNafshecha, your life's on the line, you Meshuggah. You're going to get killed tomorrow. They're going to hang you tomorrow. Why don't you run for your life? Vayachay Soyba Mateyu. Does Zok Rabbeinu Yoyne. A fellow who takes his licks and does tshuva, he's in good shape. But the fellow who ignores everything, he's sleeping the life of Riley. He's Am Oretz. Yoishnim, Shaykhvin. That's Ichor HaTshuva. He's ignorant. He doesn't realize the master plan, the way the world works. Everybody has a Garmanuvi. What's the yisod of the Garmanuvi of the Magellan? Whatever Tom Tom, whatever you have. What's the one yisod? What's the yisod of it? What's the lesson? Recalculating. It shries at you. Make a turn in 1,000 feet, in 200 feet, in 50 feet. Right turn, right turn, right turn. You sail right past. Recalculating. This is tshuva. The Benjamin created the world with tshuva that we can constantly make mistakes and get better. But the ichra tshuva, the meshuggah, the husband, he doesn't need his directions and he travels 190 miles out of the way. Why don't you pull up in the gas station, honey? No, it's going to straighten itself out. Yeah, by Australia, you'll be able to turn around and come back. It's like, no, he's Am Oretz. That's what the Torah is talking about. After 6 years of working as a servant, of being an Eved Ivri, he's mainstreamed back into society, and he runs back home. He was a Ganeth who was punished. But if after 6 years he says, Ahavti es Adayni, es Ishti es Bani, Leitze Chavshi, he was never punished. So Mamela, they take his ear and they bring it to the Bezdin. The reason why you're an Eved Ivri is because you stole. Now you're going to be an Eved Ivri la'olam until Yaival. And that's, I think, why the Adon drills his ear. So Madna Maisa. Why should the Adon drill his ear? Have this nice, beautiful, idyllic relationship. If you buy an Eved Ivri, you bought yourself an Adon. Because if there's only one suit, he gets it. One steak, he gets it. One pillow, he gets it. If we had Eved Ivri now, everybody's suit, we wouldn't know who's the Adon and who's the Eved. Same bolt of cloth, same Armani Kapata. Whatever you're wearing, everybody else is wearing. So you don't even know who's the master and who's the servant. But there has to be a distance. You got to remind him that this is not reality. The reality check is after 6 years you run away. If after 6 years he says, Ahavti es Adoni, es Ishti es Bani, the Adon didn't do his job. He made him too comfortable. So now we disturb and uproot and interrupt that idyllic relationship. And the Adon drills his ear. I'm the master. You're the Eved. Loi signoi. We force both of them to admit to the fact that what's happening is a punishment. Rabbi said, that's the greatest challenge in life. You know, clothing. Okay, Baruch Hashem, I'm preaching to the choir of Bnei Ali. I don't see you all running around in $2,000 suits with $400 shoes. But clothing is a klala. It reminds us of the fact that we ate from the Eitz Hadas and we were thrown out of Gan Eden. And the Yetzer was Nechlas Mibifrim, and now this new synthesis of good and bad needs clothing. Baruch Sorotzkin Zatzal said, the Toiv and Ra needs clothing. The neshama was the essence, and the guf was the covering. You don't put a coat in a coat. But now you put a coat over this new metzias. And our clothing is so ridiculous. You wear fancy shoes, and then you wear $10 rubbers or $20 rubbers to protect the shoes. You got a fancy borsellino, you got a rain hat that's going to protect it, or else it's going to get ruined. It doesn't make any sense. Don't go through life turning a klola into a bracha. A workaholic, he's admired. Loses family and friends, like meshugane. Avada, you should work and work hard and have a good work ethic and an honest work ethic. Like unzere motche. You have to do what you have to do. No one's giving you a dollar. You have to down to the bunch and you have to work hard. But, at the end of the day, don't be so fatigued that you can't go learn the daf yomi. You can't listen to a shir. You can't spend time with your family. You can't spend time with the eniglach. You can't enjoy mitzvahs. It's like an Irishkeit. The whole holach yelach is, oizen sheshem alei signa v'holach v'gonav. I remember in the Shteigenach, there was a young person, the wife of someone in Cleveland, many, many, many years ago. Nebuch, she chapti on a machla when she was in her 20s, and she was nefteres. It was terrible. She left over Yusayma. Terrible matzav. So the family, the chosh of the family, is a fishtanen. Me'ashem yatzah adabah. So what Meshuggah was egging him on they should try to take a court case. They should try to sue the chemical company that sprayed chemicals on the grass. Because they remember one time when she was a little girl, like 2 years old, she went out on the grass barefoot after they sprayed. So they should sue the company. To this person, everything was reduced to chemicals and bare feet, and there's no Rabbeinu Shlom factor. Now, I'm not saying a person should be cavalier about these things. You have to take care, not to endanger yourself. I'm a star Rabbeinu Shlom in the Welt. Star Rabbeinu Shlom in the Welt. You can make all kinds of cheshbonos why things happen. There's a Rabbeinu Shlom. Not to be like that ganef who turns the punishment to a life of Riley. Not to be like the prisoner who, rather than escaping, says, I love the prison cell, I'm not going anywhere. And that machteris is tshuva. As if Reb Chaim Volozhin zogt. Ikat tshuva mi'ava, that's mahapach zedonis, to zachias. Is Torah, Eisak HaTorah Karoi, like you're doing. Hashem Zahofen, Mechazak Di'elim Taka, Yes HaSeisav, Yes HaOiz, with Torah, and Amkos HaTorah, and Asmon HaTorah, Mishbizeich HaTaka, Ta'atzloch, and all that we're doing, and the rest of the Simcha, B'vi Yisagov, Merv Yemeinu. Amen.